United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This is the August 15th, 2022 public meeting of the Planning Board of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, State of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, and that an annual notice was published in the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the Township website, the bulletin boards at the front of the municipal building, the front door of the public safety building, and faxed to the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Express Times, the Courier News, the Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger no later than the Friday prior to the meeting. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
Glazer, Johnson, and Lazarus are absent.
You can't jump that.
Oh, yeah. Preemptive, Captain. Preemptive.
Ms. Butcher?
Here.
Mr. Glazer?
Absent.
Another.
Mr. Higgins?
Here.
Ms. Johnson?
Absent.
Yeah, I got him first.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Here.
Mr. Lazarus?
Go ahead. Don't play with it. I got him first.
Absent. Mr. Millay?
Here.
And Mr. Semay?
Just here.
You have a quorum, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. So we have the appointment of the board conflict engineer, Tony, how do you say it?
Hajar.
Who is here with us. Do we need to do anything?
Listen to qualifications, quick, maybe?
Yeah, I think you should introduce yourself, explain to them your qualifications, and then we're going to end up doing an appointment resolution. So someone will make a motion to appoint him as conflict engineer after that, seconded, and then once it's voted on, Denise will do a
Right. We did something last meeting when we said that's why I love to have him just give
yes.
a little
email. That's already been done.
I was also out.
So I have a master's degree from Rutgers University in mechanical engineering back in 1997. But went back to school in 2010 and got my master's in civil. And in 2012, I went back and got my bachelor in surveying. So I have a master in civil, master in mechanical, and BS in surveying. I got my professional engineering license in 2004, and it's in good standing. I worked for Rutgers Township from 2007 until just recently. And I have my own company, Land Solution Engineering, that we do, site plan, consulting, subdivision, et cetera, et cetera. Good. Do you have any questions?
No. Does anybody have any questions? We did review your resume and info last time when we talked about, appointing you. So I think we're good.
Yeah, actually, you appointed him last time. The meeting that Brian and I weren't there and the resolution wasn't
but
adopted.
And we signed everything, so he's all signed up. He's good, ready to go, which is a good thing for tonight.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We have meeting minutes from June 6, 2022.
I submitted comments, corrections, so I'm good.
Those were made.
Yep.
And Ms. Klein's hands were made as well.
Anybody have any other questions or comments? If not, is there a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved.
I'll second.
Thank you, Ms. Kleinhans. Mr. Malay, roll call.
Ms. Butcher?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. Millay?
Yes.
And Mr. Semay?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Thank you.
Hope somebody wants to have an
answer. That's what I just heard.
Sometimes when the doors open long, it happens.
Okay.
Resolution. We do have a resolution from the New York SNSA Limited Partnership, Lock 7, Lot 32, 1 Coleman Corporate Campus Drive. This was a resolution memorializing the waiver of site plan approval to allow replacement of certain existing antennas and remote radio heads with new antennas and radio heads and related equipment. That was out on the webs, on the Dropbox.
Right.
Any questions or
yes. So Ms. Kleinhans was kind enough to give me a bunch of typographical corrections I want to read into the record, and Denise gave me a couple too. Interesting. The bold, normally the stuff in the bold never have a correction. The fine print has the corrections. And tonight I got some typos in the bold. I don't know what happened to me. Probably more in a rush than usual. But the title of the thing, I left out an I in memorializing. We've got to put that in. On the bottom of page 2, there were a couple words left out, so it didn't make total sense. This is what it should and will say after I add back the words that were missing. So in all my resolutions, after the whereas, explains what the explains the property, what zone it's in, what the application's about, who made the application, what relief is requested, the basis for jurisdiction, what plans are on file, who testified. Then, before we go into the findings and conclusions, in bold, it's whereas, so I'm going to read it. Whereas, after considering the application, comma, testimony, and documents referenced above, comma, and giving appropriate weight to same, comma, and here's where the typo corrections start. And based on its understanding of the applicable law, comma, the board makes the following factual findings and conclusions for the purpose of memorializing in a written resolution in accordance with NJSA 40:55D-10G2, its act in granting the application subject to conditions as set forth below. It's almost as if I dictated it.
Did you turn the spell checker off or something? It's kind of funny.
I know.
It should be. I'm reading these and now I'm seeing the the typos, but normally they.
Well, here's the other thing. The spell checker doesn't spell check block cap bold. Yeah. Bold block caps. Doesn't spell check it.
Oh. Wow.
Well, I realized that.
As I'm looking around,
I went back. I'm like, what does the spell checker? What happened? It doesn't. The only spell checker only does the regular text. So that explains that. Okay. Then some minor stuff. Ordinance references 165-36.1A1 and 165-36.1A3. I left out at the end of paragraph A6, A2, T-O. Page 7, the date of tonight's meeting is August 15, not August 16. And at the very end, August 15, not August 16. With those typographical corrections, I sent this to the applicant's attorney. And let's say the applicant's attorney didn't have anything to add to it. Is that a fair statement?
That is, yes. Very fair.
He objected to the procedure,
felt
that there should be an administrative, but whatever.
The water's under the bridge.
Right. Right.
I would just love to know what would have happened if that had been done on a typewriter.
that would have been trouble. So anyway, with those, I'm going to put tonight's date, August 15th, version 5, in the upper left-hand header after these typo corrections are made. And send it out to Denise. Either tonight, depending how long this takes, hopefully this next application will be very short, so I'll be sending it out tonight, otherwise tomorrow morning.
With those noted edits, revisions, is there a motion to approve that resolution? I think, looking at the eligible folks,
this group
is. So Mr. Malaya made the motion.
I'll second it.
Thank you, Ms. Kleinhans. Roll call.
Ms. Butcher?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. Malay?
Yes.
And Mr. Sumay?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm going to recuse from this, so I'll see you all later. Enjoy the rest of the summer. If you need a report from council, ask the OEM coordinator for by the way. You'll have to do some.
That's nice delegating. All right, thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
So we have a public hearing and capital improvement review for the CTSA North Huntington Regional High School pump station replacement, Lock 79, Lot 1, 1445-31. The applicant seeking a waiver of site plan to rebuild the existing sanitary sewage pumping station located at North Huntington High School property and a capital Improvement Review.
My name is Gregory Watts. I'm the attorney for the Clinton Township Sewage Authority.
I'm Nancy Wolub. I'm with the engineering firm of Mott McDonald. We are the Clinton Township Sewage Authority's consulting engineer and engineer of record for this project.
Could you spell your last name for the record?
Sure. Wolub. W-O-H-L-L-E-B as in boy.
We have Stephen Cromenhuck, our chairman here, who I would like to be sworn with the rest of us.
Okay. You want to get sworn?
Just in case you have questions.
Okay. Fair enough.
You'll be swearing them later, I know.
Okay.
Just do it now.
Yeah.
Okay, so identify yourself for the record.
Steve Krohock, Clinton Township.
You're the Clinton Township Sewage Authority Chairman. And can you spell your last name for the record?
K-R-O-M-M-E-N-H-O-E-K.
Okay, and we have Tony Hajar. Can all three of you, you're not being sworn, are you? All three of you, raise your right. I swore an attorney in last week because he was testifying too much. I said, here's your choice. I either swear you in, you can keep on testifying, or, you know, you let your witness testify. I figured, you know, he would go to the witness. He says, swear me in. I'll tell you who it is later, Greg. Do all of you swear or affirm the testimony you're going to give in this matter will be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay. So, they are not, as you read correctly from the agenda, they're here on a capital improvement review plus an application for a waiver of site plan. So my suggestion is do the capital improvement review first because you don't even need to hear from anyone about that. I think you could do that based on your common knowledge, and you guys can sit down if you want. There's a table mic, and if you get up and walk around, there's a handheld. But if the application, as it states on page 6, is to rebuild the existing sanitary sewer pumping station located at the North Clarendon High School property, that means there's an existing pumping station, and if there's an existing pumping station there, and as far as I'm aware, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong if you know any differently, there's nothing in the master plan that's inconsistent with having this pumping station in the location it currently is located in. Therefore, it would seem to me from a capital review point of view, there's nothing inconsistent with the master plan. But you guys can, if anyone disagrees or has any questions about that, ask them, because that would be the first motion, which does not become part of the resolution. That's for Denise's letter, and then we'll ask, who do you want Denise to address her letter to? Normally, when the Board of Education is in, they have it CC to the State Board of Ed, and they have it addressed.
I would just send it to the North Hundred Voorhees Board of Education and to the Clinton Township Sewage Authority.
So, refresh my memory, though. You say the waiver. I'm still a little...
We're not up to the waiver yet. We're not doing the site plan waiver. I'm suggesting you start with the capital improvement. So capital improvement is under the MLUL Section 31, NJSA 40:55D-31, which says, whenever the planning board has adopted a master plan or a portion of a master plan, the governing body or other public agency having jurisdiction over the subject matter before taking action necessitating the expenditure of any public funds incidental to the location, character, or extent of such project shall refer the action involving the specific project to the planning board for review and recommendation in connection with the master plan and shall not act thereon without recommendation or until 45 days have elapsed without receiving such recommendation. So what I've always advised the board is that you're always free to make non-binding recommendations on what they should do on a project. And this one, you don't need to because you could do that as part of the waiver of site plan process. But if you find some master plan provision that this is inconsistent with, then you're supposed to state it. And on that, they would have to address, you could make a recommendation on what to do about that, but they would have to address that. What I'm suggesting is, and I'm not testifying, but there's nothing in the master plan that's going to be inconsistent with the project they're proposing.
If it's helpful, John, I believe in Section 165, these kinds of utilities are allowed in all zones.
Right, so that's not master plan.
No, I know, but it's indicative of the idea that there's... I'm not aware of a single problem with the master plan, and right. In fact, they're allowable in all of the
zones. Let's put it this way. The implication is, since they're allowable in the zoning ordinance, you assume the zoning ordinance is consistent with the master plan, therefore this project would not only be not inconsistent with the master plan, this project might actually be consistent with the master plan. It doesn't really matter as long as you don't find it inconsistent with the master plan. Your call.
Right, but I'm still, why is that different than any of the other ones we have? When we do these events, why did you just give us that? Isn't that the standard? I feel like I'm getting I'm getting schooled on something.
No.
That we normally have the applicant come in and present.
Right.
And we know the status.
Because they're doing more after. They're doing the site plan waiver after. Okay. That's all. I want to separate the two.
That's the piece I'm just trying to get my head around.
Correct.
Yeah,
that's what you're going to do. Normally, you do the letter, and I just want to make it clear that the capital review, you're going to do your letter.
Right.
The waiver of site plan, I'm going to do the resolution. Neither are going to refer to the other.
Okay.
Unless you want them to.
No. All right, why don't we...
All right, in order to address the waiver of site plan...
Wait a minute.
Don't you want a motion funded not inconsistent or consistent with the master plan?
I guess the piece I'm just, help me understand, there's no presentation of the project.
Okay. You want me?
No, I don't. But you're just saying, because there's a station there now, there's nothing to say. Tell you what.
Why don't they vote at the end of...
Right.
We'll present the project to the board
and then do
with regard to the site plan review, and then you can
understand
both issues.
Now I get it. Okay.
All right. We'll have Ms. Wallop. Now we'll explain exactly what the authority is doing.
Yeah. Can you just qualify yourself like you heard Tony qualify himself?
Sure. Do I need a mic or?
For recording purposes.
Yes, okay.
Right. So.
They want to know you're going to.
Yeah. Okay. So, again, my name is Nancy Wolub. I am a licensed professional engineer in the state of New Jersey, also Massachusetts and Maryland. But also my education background. I have a bachelor's degree in engineering sciences from Rutgers University. I have a master's degree in civil and environmental engineering from Rutgers University. I've been with the firm of Mott MacDonald, which was previously known as Killam Associates, since the year 2000. Prior to that, I have experience as an assistant municipal engineer in the township of Reddington, and also worked for the United States Geological Survey and for a small water privatization company, no longer in business, but it was known as U.S. Water LLC. So I have approximately 24 years of engineering experience in New Jersey. Most of the work that I do involves water and wastewater engineering, and again, have a small background in municipal engineering.
Except there's an expert.
Yeah, anybody have any questions or concerns?
No.
No, we'll accept.
Thank you. So I do have a couple of the drawings that were sent on with our planning board application that I am going to show up here. This first drawing really just shows the existing... my mouse here. Okay. So the existing site. So in this area here and within this fenced area is the area that's operated and maintained by the sewerage authority, and that has been the case since approximately 1995. Just by way of brief history, when North Hunterdon High School, this campus was built. It was built originally with a wastewater treatment plant that the school district owned and operated. And that is why you have the existing site features of an existing brick building. If you're familiar with the site, you pass it on Regional Road. And then there's currently remnants of existing tankage. That tankage was there because of the original use as a wastewater treatment plant. The school connected to the sewerage authority again in the mid-90s, abandoned all treatment plant operations. CTSA took over the site, and the additional facilities were built, which are located in this area here, which are pumping facilities that take the flow from the school campus around the parking lot and the tennis courts and take it to the nearest connection to the CTSA's gravity sewer system, which is located near the Beaverbrook development. So the intent for CTSA to improve this pump station has a couple of reasons. So number one, the authority has an ongoing capital improvement plan to maintain its facilities. This existing pump station now is approaching about 27 years old. The pumping equipment is worn. The existing below-grade chambers, which consists of a below-grade, what we call a wet well, which is a circular concrete chamber. The pumping equipment is located in this chamber. There's also a below-grade valve chamber that houses a flow meter and some valving and some piping. And then there's an existing fiberglass shed, which is located in the corner, in the upper, it might be just easier to point. It's located here. And then there's an existing propane-fueled standby generator. So from when the power goes out, the station will still run. So this equipment is getting worn. In addition to that, the need to upgrade the station to renew the equipment, the CTSA is required now to increase their pumping capacity at this facility. There are two new connections proposed to the pump station. Currently, the station only serves the high school campus. One new connection will be the new affordable housing development known as Clinton Woods. And the second development is a future VOTEC school that's proposed by Huntington County across the street, the driveway. So up the screen, there's a new approximately 38,000 square foot VOTEC building that's going to be constructed, and they require sewer service. So the additional pumping capacity is needed, and putting it all together, the CTSA is proposing this site plan. So what we hope to have at the end of the construction is new below-grade wet well, again, made of precast concrete that'll house new pumps. There'll be a new below-grade valve chamber that'll also house the valves, and a new below-grade chamber that will house the flow meter so the flow can be measured to this facility. We propose to tie into our existing force main pretty close to where it crosses the driveway, the auxiliary driveway. And in addition, while we are abandoning, when this is all done, below-grade chambers, the existing below-grade wet well and valve chamber, and we're going to be removing the propane generator, we're going to maintain our existing shed. It has a couple of electrical panels, and it houses the facility's water service. So in addition to that, the existing brick building we're refurbishing. And basically, the brick building is going to get a new split-faced brickwork, some new doors, new louvered openings, and a new roof. The building will house some new electrical equipment related to the pump station and another portion of the building will allow for some file storage and spare equipment to be used as a storeroom. So just to give you a preview of what the proposed building would look like, it's basically just a change in the roof line along with the features that I described. The additional component to this project, I'll take you back up to the site plan, is in order to bring the new flows to one location in our new wet well, we are running some new sanitary sewer pipe along here. So in the driveway here, we're going to be running about 200 or so feet of new sanitary. It'll facilitate connection for the VOTEC. And you'll notice down here, the Pearl Group is constructing their piping, actually currently this summer, and they're bringing their piping into here. Temporarily, they'll be connected into the existing station. Once this facility is online, we are going to switch them over and bring them into here. So again, the intent of all this piping is so that we have one connecting point coming into our new wet well. We are proposing a new standby generator that's going to be located here, and it'll be rated for outdoor use. It'll have a sound attenuated enclosure, and the most current standards you can get for an industrial grade generator, you know, in terms of emissions. It has 48-hour storage of fuel. The fuel tank is integral to the subbase of the generator, and it will be seated permanently on a concrete pad. For some site improvements itself, what we were showing here was an enclosed fence line, pretty much matching the current fence line that's here and here, but we're bringing it out in this direction. And originally we were proposing a new fence here, but in discussions with Tony, what we've decided to do is just maintain, this is an existing fence that runs almost all along Regional Road, and we're just going to tie directly into that and eliminate this side of new fence. We are looking to pave. There is existing paving throughout here. We're going to clean up the driveway, clean up the turning radius, and give a nice straight pass so that there's good access and good ability to snowplow without losing access to the wet well and the valve chamber, have access to the generator. One thing that you're not seeing, which is a change that was a good suggestion by Tony, which is I'm going to take an extra area here as a little bit of a turnaround, which will get most of any vehicle that would come in and out of here to service an ability to turn around. Probably not your largest factor truck, but most of the maintenance trucks that the CTSA's operator would use, we're in the process of making that change. Other than that, I mean, the only other thing I would say is that we chose a layout this way mainly to minimize downtime of the pumping station. We can construct all of these features and install the generator, do the work on the building without taking the existing station offline. So the continuity of service is very important. And we didn't want to have a situation where the only other option would be to set up temporary bypass pumping. And, you know, that is a risk you would take in construction, that the contractor is responsible for maintaining this equipment. So to mitigate that risk, we're able to construct all of this before we have to do a switchover. We can do all our startup and testing, get electrical service to the new equipment, test everything out, and then we can make our connection and do a diversion up here when we're ready to switch over, and then we'll finish with the abandonment of it'll be this section of sewer, this manhole, this section of sewer, this existing manhole, wet well, valve chamber, existing generator. And when it's all done and we have our paving and our fence, the rest of the area will be restored to its existing stone ground cover and mix of grass area. So I think that's pretty much it.
We did, your engineer did issue a memo raising some issues. It's dated August 7th, and our engineer was able to respond to those items. And I don't know if they're satisfactory, but there's a response to all of them.
They are acceptable.
So if you're in the same envelope that you currently are, you're on the same plot of land, you're not expanding it.
We are. Here and here, we're staying the same. It's blurry on the screen, but if you can follow the mouse, this is the current back end
of the fence line. I can't see that.
Yeah. Let me see if I can.
Or is it on one of the
It's on the sheet.
That I would see what's
This is the existing fence line back here. So I'm taking about another 10 feet back or so behind here for better access and workability if we have to get into here and to access this sewer here.
Right. And then you're using the same footprint of the existing building. You're just refurbishing it and fixing it up.
Right. The fence, yeah, the existing fence line, roof line. Looks like this. If they've got a good shot.
While you're looking for that, what you're saying is the brick building is going to look better after the proposed development because you're putting split-face block on it, and the fiberglass shed is remaining the same, and the only other above-ground improvement is the generator.
Right.
And the newer generator is larger, but can you just tell them what it looks like? How does it compare to the other one? Aesthetically, in other words, what you're going to wind up with is as good or better than exists. Is that correct?
Better operating, better functioning, better reliability. It will be bigger. It's mounted on a bigger concrete pad. It'll be taller.
But for a site plan issue, aesthetics.
Right.
The aesthetics are going to be no worse. If anything,
yeah.
You're going to be better.
Yeah. Right. It'll be overall. It'll be better because if you think about the building, this is the existing roof line. And it has glass windows, and over the years, I guess, when they eventually abandon things, you see lots of patch holes on all four sides of the elevations. The doors are, I don't know if they're original to the building, but they're at least 30 years old. And when it's done, between the...
Blech, right?
Yeah, it looks like blech, exactly. If that's a technical term.
It's a technical term.
Right. So, versus...
B-L-E-C-H. Yes.
Okay.
Two H's.
Yeah, I wouldn't try autospell with that. They don't have that sophisticated algorithm in there. So here's the new roof line. So, asphalt shingle roof. There's one of the current window openings we're going to be bricking up. So, and again, these areas you sort of see here. So all that will be nice, continuous brickwork, brand new brick. And one thing on the fence is the current fence that you see along Regional Road is, the school colors being green and gold, green and yellow. So the new fence that we're going to select will match the school's colors.
And also, obviously, the Hunterdon County Board of Regional High School District Board of Education has agreed.
To sign the application.
Right. Sign the application. They've obviously agreed to the additional area, too, correct?
We have, yeah. We'll adjust the easement. We've worked with them. Yes, they're happy.
Yeah. So,
yeah, I'm just trying to follow your original line of thought, which is if it's not really changing much, but I need to hear that.
Right, yeah, I get you. That was my bad, yeah.
I have just one question. What's your current pumping capacity in your current?
So the existing pumps were rated to do about 88 gallons a minute. Over the years, because of wear on the pumps, when we did the testing during the design of this, looking at the data, the pumps are diminished. They probably right now can do 65, 70 gallons a minute. So what we're looking to do now is increase the pumping capacity to 150 with an ability. There's built in to the design to do at least 15% more. But we'll have an ability to control that pumping. And one of the key things that the authority's been very proactive on is working with the high school to reduce flows in wet weather. The high school has their piping on campus, and the authority's identified, at least one area and recently repaired an area where during wet weather it was a significant leak, you know, when you would expect there to be no flow. You think about a school and the off hours and on the weekend, you were seeing flows, and they found that leak. So, you know, we're hoping that there'll be some energy efficiency in pumping, too, because, you know, you have to design in New Jersey to a peak flow, but these newer pumps have an ability to operate with variable speed, so they can, as we say, ramp down and ramp up as the flows come in. They can do what's called flow pacing. So if you're only flowing at, say, 50 gallons a minute coming in, the pumps can drop that low to only pump that much out.
Interesting. I'm curious. We have suspected I&I over in the parking lot somewhere at the high school for a long time. Whereabouts was it?
Yeah, I can show you that.
Just a personal curiosity.
Sure.
In the area where the students were going.
I wish I had the video. I mean, you know, not to. I know everybody's anxious for an August evening to, you know, to get home. Let me do this to. I'm gonna just change the orientation on you. I'll remember next time to bring a mouse. Makes it a little easier. I don't like these touchpad ones. So, using this orientation, Regional Road is down here, mm-hmm. Route 31 over here, football field up here, and this auxiliary driveway and our pump station, the halftone line that's coming down, coming into here is how the high school's flow makes its way to this pump station. And it was in this structure here, in that manhole, where there was a significant leak.
Interesting.
The concrete was spalled and just constant stream of clear flow.
Excellent.
You could blame the drought that we're having right now on us fixing it. Just before we fixed it. Hasn't rained since.
Yeah, to prove the point, but to make a difference.
Any questions? Anybody else have any questions from the board?
I mean, from what I can piece together and what I'm hearing, the replacement is about, as you say, the upgrade that's required, but also it's an opportunity to leverage that for the access needed for the other two items that you mentioned, mm-hmm. which is the upcoming VOTEC and the...
Right. It hits, you know, there was in the authority's capital improvement plan money allocated in a five-year outlook to work on this station, but with those other factors, it advanced the project. And I should mention, we are also seeking New Jersey iBank funding for this. New Jersey iBank, which is formerly known as the Environmental Infrastructure Trust, it's how New Jersey gets promulgated its Clean Water Act funding. There's also a Safe Drinking Water Fund. So for projects involving wastewater and stormwater or combined sewer overflows, you have the Clean Water Act and Clean Water State Revolving Fund. So the federal government injects annually money into New Jersey to be able to support environmental infrastructure projects such as this. So that funding, which is usually about a 14-month period, we began the process already almost a year ago. And we have a few more steps to do before we can secure what's called an authorization to advertise the project. Once we have that and the project goes out to bid and gets into construction, the authority can start to seek reimbursement from this fund to, you know, pay administrative fees, certain engineering fees, and most importantly, the construction contractor. And then once the project's completed, they're on a blended loan, very favorable terms, low interest rate. It's blended from a 0% loan by the federal government, and then a competitive market rate loan. Payback, 20-year period, I think.
A rough idea when construction might begin?
So we're hopeful to get, you know, with it being August already, we're hopeful that we can advertise the project, you know, perhaps in September, and then go through the public bidding process, go through the iBank approval, sign contracts with the contractors, so perhaps really giving a contractor a notice to proceed before the end of the year. And then there'll be some lead time on the pumping equipment and maybe some of the concrete chambers, but hopefully by next spring they're out there actively doing construction, and hopefully a year from now, contractor is totally finished.
And then that in turn lines up with the Pearl and I'm assuming the Botec?
So the situation with Pearl is as that, and their construction has slowed down a little bit, but they've already run some of their sewer piping, and they've been underway with construction for probably a couple months now. And we're giving them the ability to tie into the existing station, which with the fix of infiltration and inflow should be able to keep up with their flow until we switch them over. The Votech project, I mean, I really can't speak to their schedule. I'm hearing they're potentially going to overlap with our project. They're very anxious to get going. We have had communication with them to coordinate our, you know, site plan, and they eventually have to come to us, you know, for connection. But we, I'm not really sure exactly when they would go to bid.
Do they have capacity already signed up for? Or?
I don't know, Greg, if you can answer that more clearly.
It really has nothing to do with
it. That's right. It's got nothing to do with this project, right. And we'd be better off.
It's under discussion.
Yeah.
Well, it's part of expanding the
okay. Sorry. Well, there's conveyance capacity and treatment capacity. They're two different things.
Maybe I misunderstood.
It'll be conveyance capacity when this project is done. That's right. What we're concerned with, getting it to the town.
Right. Whether or not the Votech project has sewer capacity right now, it's not an issue for the board because it's got nothing to do with this application, and that's all I'm going to say about that. That's my opinion.
Well, I understood it correctly that the expanded size is to do with the two other projects that are linked to this.
Correct.
They're planning for the future.
Gotcha. Is there, like, if either of those two elements don't come into fruition, will that change the size that you're going for, or would you retain it? Is that a dependency to for this proposed plan?
We would still the facility would still look like this. This would be the extent and the standard we would want to offer a sewage authority like this for health, safety, and operation of the station. If neither of those projects came into play.
She's not asking about neither. Assuming the affordable housing one is built.
Okay.
She's saying only if the Votech doesn't happen.
It wouldn't affect what this would look like, and it's not a major component based on the best information that I have for flow. So you wouldn't see change.
Anyway, no one heard what you just said. I'm sorry, you've got EFPs on the pump motors. So.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
So.
Can I ask two questions that are pertinent to the site plan waiver review?
Yes.
Thank you. Again, I'm not getting ahead of everything, but the standard, as you guys are well aware, for a waiver of site plan is one of three things. Secured previous site plan approval, and the proposed development will have an insignificant impact on the previously approved site plan. They haven't found the site plan, so that wouldn't apply. Normal repair, maintenance, or replacement. This is not simply replacement. They're doing more. Aha, three. Will not affect existing circulation. I haven't heard anything about how it's going to change any circulation. Will not affect existing parking. I haven't heard that this in any way could affect existing parking. Existing drainage, building arrangements. We just went through that. The buildings are basically the same. The only thing getting bigger is the emergency generator. Landscaping, we've got to touch on that. Lighting, we've got to touch on that. Other considerations, the site plan review, aesthetics, you did that. It's going to be better. So is any landscaping being taken out by the proposal? And if so, is it being replaced?
One tree. This guy. One. There's a series of pine trees, if you know the site. Make sure that's right. Yep. Yeah, this guy's gone.
One tree can be removed. Nothing more than that.
Right.
Anywhere you have to do site work, you're going to be reseeding for the lawn, right?
Right, right. And we have received triggered a Hunterdon County Soil Conservation District permit, which we received. So we've identified that.
Okay, what lighting do you have there now, and what lighting are you going to have after as part of the proposed development?
So there's really not much by way of existing lighting. There may be an existing emergency light that's on that shed, but new lighting is on the building. So inside the building, we have lights.
Okay, forget about inside.
Outside the building, we have on this face of the building. Let me get the orientation back, first of all. Let me make it a little easier.
Yeah, so in Mr. Hajar's memo number 5,
mm-hmm.
he asked, it appears that the applicant's proposing wall-mounted light fixtures. Any other site lights being proposed, please confirm it's going to comply with the ordinance. And then you wrote in your August 12 response under number 5, there are 2 pendant mounted ceiling lights inside the building. Well, we're not talking about
right.
that. Emergency light inside, that doesn't matter to these guys. There are 3 exterior lights, wall-mounted photocells, on the existing building.
Right.
There's 1 pole-mounted light proposed, which is also a photocell to be used when there's a need to attend the station at night. The intent is to leave the exterior pole light off otherwise.
Yes.
We've reviewed the design standards. We believe we're in conformance with the ordinance. So you're not applying for any variances or any exceptions from lighting. You're going to comply with the ordinance, right?
Right. And that is true, and that is the extent of lighting. These 3 sides have the outdoor lights that will be mounted to the wall. They will come on when the authority's there, when they need that lighting. Same is true for the pole-mounted light.
Photocells doesn't mean they're on dawn to dusk or anything.
They have the capability for that. But the electric controls are there for that, but the intent is to not to leave those lights on unless the operator, their current contract operator, has to attend at night.
In this facility, can the lights be seen from the highway? I'm not talking about the school. Can it be seen by the highway, Route 31?
No. No.
Because this is up to the board, but it would seem to me the school signed a consent. This is, if somehow the lighting's going to bother them, that's between them and the school. You guys would be concerned if the lighting was going to have
none of these 3 facing light walls face outside of the property.
One does.
This faces this way, but you have to remember the fields. The terrain goes up there to the ball fields.
Do any of them
face shielded.
Regional? Any of them face regional road?
There's no light proposed here, and that's what faces regional road.
Besides, it backs up to the football field.
Right.
Yeah, the feeling there's other lights.
I don't
want to
become their witness. Are the tennis courts illuminated these days, too?
Yeah, tennis courts are probably illuminated.
Basically a fly speck.
Yeah. And I would venture to say whatever's proposed across the way with OTEC.
But to be clear, the intent is that these lights, they may be equipped with photocells, but the intent is to learn
that
the work is done.
Yes.
They will seldom be operated, presuming everything works nicely.
Right.
The pumps are pumping.
No, I was just following John's thing about the changes in.
Yeah.
That we're hinging our hat on that third element that says there's no significant change to.
Yeah.
So that's why I was asking about the lights.
Yep.
So the difference is a couple more lights outside than currently.
Yes.
Okay, I know nobody's here. From beyond this group and you guys, from the public.
Do you have anything else you want to say that you said you were satisfied?
I'm satisfied.
So if the board grants the waiver of site plan, you'd be satisfied if anything that has, still has to be done, I make a condition of the waiver, correct?
I haven't seen anything yet, so they're all conditions.
And you guys would agree to make the changes set forth in Tony's memo because you already said you would, right?
Yes, correct? Yes.
So we have two things here. We have the capital review that it's not
either not inconsistent or it is consistent
with the master plan, and we have the waiver of the site.
Right.
And the waiver of the site plan is on the third concept of material changes to or
right. No, it will not affect existing circulation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's 165-36.1A3.
Okay. I mean, it sounds, that's why I wanted to understand the presentation. It
yeah.
sounds like it's pretty much substantially the same footprint, the same, it's actually prettying up a bit.
Right.
Yeah, it's 10 feet more space, but that's on a big overall site, not a big deal. So it is an existing... an upgrade of an existing pump station.
Yep.
Does anybody...
I would make a motion, if you'd like, that this project is consistent with the master plan of the township.
Yeah, that's a motion. Okay. Here's your first motion, that the proposed project is consistent with the township master plan.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Ms. Clarinas. Roll call.
Ms. Butcher?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhand?
Yes.
And Mr. Seme?
Yes.
The motion carries.
This is your letter.
Yep.
And now what, the waiver of site plan based on the third provision there that we discussed?
Subject to the conditions.
Subject to the conditions in Tony's memo. Is there a motion for that?
I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Ms. Kleinhands.
I'll second.
Thank you, Ms. Butcher. Roll call.
Guys, more so smoking than me.
Really? Ms. Butcher?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhands?
Yes.
And Mr. Seme?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. So I don't know. We have. Finish up while you guys go ahead. We have vouchers tonight, Denise?
We do.
There's only a few in there. I think that's the vet is coming. That's why it's on ours.
Yes, Kings and Crown is coming. Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, there've been. First of all, they had a meeting with professionals a few months back before they submitted the application. Then they submitted the application, and now you'll be seeing more. They're looking to meet with the professionals again. We're trying to get that done at the end of this week because there have been some issues with completeness. Yeah.
I'm okay. I'll make a motion to approve the vouchers. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Ms. Kleinhand. Roll call.
Ms. Butcher?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhand?
Yes.
And Mr. Sumet?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Anybody have any reports? Brian left. That's fine. I don't know if there's anything anybody wants to add from ordinance.
Well, we had a little pre-meeting before the public meeting began. At least we have a long list, but now we have a prioritization of that long list. So we're going to get going on things.
Good. Anything from environmental?
Nothing from environmental. The meeting, the monthly meeting on the 4th is canceled.
Ms. Johnson would mention the historic update, but she's not here, so I think with that,
I'll move to her.
Second?
Second.
Thank you, Ms. Blanhans. All in favor?
Yeah.
Aye.
Good. We made it in under an hour. Thank you.
Yay!
Yay! Oh, I know.